Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Makos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Yemel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Find Receive Kohagon B'Karav Mamish. And we continue discussing different people who are Chayav Malkus. In specific, over here we're referring to people who are not only Chayav Kares, but as we learned in the previous Mishnah, they're also Chayav Malkus. So the Mishnah says that Tamei Shachas Hakadosh, somebody who's Tamei who eats Kachim, or V'Habal Hamikdash Tamei, if he walks into the Beis Hamikdash Tamei, or V'Eichel Chalev, if he ate forbidden fats, V'Dam or blood, V'Noisar, meat from a carbon that was left over past its time, it really has to be burned. It's not allowed to be eaten. U'Pigol or carbon that the kind had improper thought when he shechted it, it's not allowed to be eaten. V'tamei, or if he ate tamei kachem, ha'shechet v'amal b'chot, if he shechted a carbon, or was makriv it outside the Beis HaMikdash, v'aichel chametz v'pesach, or one who eats chametz on Pesach, v'aichel 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 yom kippurim, or one who eats or does work on Yom Kippur, v'amafatim es ha'shemen, one who makes the shemen ha'mishcha. We know there's special oil, shemen ha'mishcha, that was used to anoint kohanim gedolim and kelim in the mishkan, and was used for other things as well. And there's an isser to make that oil. It was a special recipe. So if somebody does that, or v'amafatim es ha'ktoiras, one who makes the same recipe as the ktoiras, or somebody who uses the Shemen HaMeshcha, he anoints himself with it. Somebody who eats an animal that died without being shechted, or animal that was torn apart, or creepy crawlies and bugs and whatnot. If he ate produce before the trumas and maaser were taken off, or he ate maaser rishon without the truma being taken off, or he ate maaser sheni or hektish that were not redeemed yet. In all these situations, he's going to be chayiv malchus. And the Mishnah just clarifies, how much tevel does he have to eat to be chayiv? So Rav Shimon says, Kol Shahu, even the slightest amount of Tevel is going to be Chayv HaMalkus. Whereas Rav Chaim say Kezias, he has to eat a Kezias worth. Now, Rav Shimon told them, Eina tem boidim li, ba'ichon namala Kol Shahu, shu Chayv. Don't you agree with me that if a person eats an ant, which is a tiny little thing, he's Chayv? So Amrullah, they responded to him, Bnei Shekibriyasa, that's because that's the way it was created. A full ant is called a beria. It's a creation in and of itself. So even though it's a tiny little eensy weensy thing, still he's Chayv for that. Whereas taking a bite out of an apple that's Tevel is totally different, so he has to eat a Kezias. However, Amlehen, Rav Shimon respond to them, even one kernel of wheat is the way that it was created, and therefore I still maintain my position, says Rav Shimon, that if a person eats a kol shu of tevel, he's chayv malkus. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, with more scenarios of being chayv malkus, ha'ichol bikurim, if a person eats bikurim, the first fruits that have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, ad shaloi kara alayin, this is before the psukim that need to be recited were said, and he ate them, he's chayv malkus. Now this is only according to Rabbi Kiva, but not the chachamim, and we paskin like the chachamim. Furthermore, kachay kachim chos laklayim, if a person ate kachay kachim, there's certain karbonos that are called kachay kachim, they're the most holy, for example, achatos, and then there's kachim kalim, less kaidish ones, for example, shlamim. So kachim kalim has to be eaten within the kalim, within the curtains, that's literally what it means. In other words, it has to be eaten by the kayanim in the azara. So if a kind ate kachay kachim outside of the kalim, or kachim kalim, maeser sheni chos l'chaima, if somebody ate kachim kalim, or maeser sheni outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, or hashever se'etzem pesach hatar, if somebody broke a bone on a karbon pesach, which was tahar, this is eser lav beferish in the Torah, in all these cases, I raise a like arbayim, a person gets malchus. Aval, however, hamoyser batahar, if someone leaves over meat of a tahar karban pesach, there's an iser not to leave over meat. It says, don't leave over meat of the karban pesach if he did end up doing this. Or vahashoyver batamei, if he broke a bone of a karban pesach, which was tamei, ain't it like arbayim, then he does not get malchus. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up the Mishnah down and continue to discuss people who get malchus. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.